covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Sheepdog, standing in the rain. Bullfrog.
All right, welcome back to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. You know, it seems like every time I look up, our good friend and contributor here on the program, Kevin Jackson, the executive director of Black Sphere, is on the TV everywhere I look now. He's been a voice with us here on the program for, what, 3 years now? And how you get treated if you're a conservative and also from the African-American neighborhood. At any rate, taking a breath now and going to the lighter side of the world because, you know, you can't do heavy lifting all the time. You get worn out. Sometimes you just have to sit on the couch and eat bonbons and, well, watch TV. And that's what our next guest advises every day. Mike Hughes, welcome back to the program.
Hey, how you doing? And, you know, speaking of lighter side, you're saying, okay, everything is light now, okay? Tonight on The Whispers, we find out whether or not the world's going to end. Pretty soon we're going to find out whether those people ever get out of the dome on the dome. There's been an entire country overthrown in tyrant lately. Do you realize that even TV is getting very, very serious all of a sudden?
You need to find a comedy once in a while.
You need to. And what's ironic is the dramas have never been better and the comedies have never been worse. So we kind of, when we want to watch good TV, we have to kind of watch dramas. And boy, there's some heavy, heavy-duty ones right now.
Well, you know,
I have a thought on that. Be glad we're worrying about fake stuff and not real stuff.
Well, right, I understand that. But, you know, the problem with comedy, and we've actually talked about this a lot lately, is that, like, college campuses, nobody can go book a college campus because they might offend somebody. Everybody's afraid of offending somebody, so the comedians have become, frankly, boring. What we need is Sam Kinison.
And here's a classic case. The show Fashion Police returns tonight, okay? They had one person quit. They suspended the show for a long time and so forth, all because someone looked at a lady who had the long hair, the Caribbean-style hair, you know, and she said, oh, it smells like weed. Okay? Now, that was a, you know, you can say that's a good comment or a bad comment.
Like
you can say it was loose. Well, they got such a fallout from that Kelly Osbourne quit the show. They suspended the show for 3 months. It's finally back tonight. And if you can't even make little tiny comments like that without somebody being offended, then it's pretty hard to make comedy.
Well, you know, if you're not smoking a little bit of weed before doing a show like that, you know, what's the point of doing the show?
Right. And incidentally, that's one of the reasons why I kind of like this show on Wednesday night called The Carmichael Show, a new young black comedian named Jared Carmichael, because it's at least a show about something. The first two episodes were last Wednesday. There's two more this Wednesday, and then the final two next week. It's on NBC, 9 o'clock, 9:30. But not big subjects. Last week was about black protests. That was fairly substantial. This week's first episode is about making his dad eat kale, okay? Kale ain't, like, too controversial, but at least the show is about something. I like comedy that's about something, and, of course, that's why we all like late night. You know, we're looking forward to Stephen Colbert coming. Several of the other late night shows. It's just because on late night they do actual talk about actual subjects.
You know, at least on Saturday Night Live, at least they still offend people.
That's good to see. And the former Saturday Night Live people are just all over television right now. I mean, they have a couple of sitcoms. They populate a weird show on Thursday nights called Documentary Now. And plus their late night hosts. And both of NBC's late night hosts are former Saturday Night Live people. And we realize we like Saturday Night Live more than most shows because they're willing to get out there and take the risk doubly. They're doing it live, and they're occasionally talking about real things.
So now why do you think that these dramas are so much better than they used to be? I mean, I mean Dragnet was all fine and well and, you know, fun to watch, but it wasn't really anchored in much truth.
Yeah, there's a couple things about it. First of all, they're far more visual and exciting than they used to be because we have a new class of directors. These dramas right now look and feel like movies instead of dramas. That's one thing. But the other thing, we got to admit, the effect has simply been the effect of cable TV. Cable TV, with nothing to lose, took bigger chances. You know, when we look at an unusual show like Breaking Bad or Mad Men or anything like that, we realize it would have never been tried on regular television, regular network television. It was just too risky to try to get a big audience. But when cable's willing to go for a small audience, it did it and did it really well. And now you see the other effect. Now networks are copying cable, which is really interesting. And, you know, it's interesting. Networks finally, because of the cable competition, have summertime dramas. We never used to have summertime dramas. We had summer reruns. That's all we had.
Well, no, we never had, you know, things like Suits, I guess, comes to mind. It's something
yeah,
that's on
yeah,
in the summertime.
Yeah, Suits is a good show that's still on the air right now on Thursdays, and it's a solid show. And there's several shows that are designed as summer only. Look at shows wrapping up now. The Whispers wraps up tonight. It's a pretty good, eerie show. Tyrant about just had an overthrow in this fictional Middle Eastern country. It has its season finale on Tuesday. Mr. Robot on Thursday. CBS is near the end of three different dramas, The Dome finally coming down and so forth. These are all summer-only, big-time dramas, and that kind of thing used to be unheard of in the old days.
Give me one must-see this week, Mike.
Okay, I want you to watch the final weeks of The Last Comic Standing, just because, speaking of comedy, these comedians are good. They're stand-up comics. This week, they're down to their final 10. It's at 10 o'clock on Wednesday. They face off, choose a final five. Those final five will be in next week's finale. So at least 2 hours of good laughter this Wednesday, next Wednesday on NBC.
Mike Hughes, always a pleasure, my friend. Get the bonbons. Get back
okay.
to the couch.
Have a good time. We'll see you. Bye.
There you go, everybody. It's Mike Hughes here. And to say that there's no comedy out there isn't exactly accurate. For example, singer Ricky Martin, you know, your favorite. Sean, I'm looking at you. Singer Ricky Martin blasted Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump in an op-ed. You know, the fact that Ricky Martin would even be allowed to write an op-ed is humorous in and of itself. He said Jorge Ramos is a hero to everyone. Everyone. Define everyone. It's Monday on the Steve Cooper Show.